for Thriving Southland's Richard Kite, who is project lead for Thriving Southland. G'day, Richard. Thanks for joining us on the muster.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks, Andy. Good to catch up.
Whereabouts do we find you today?
Oh, me? I'm actually working from home today. We sort of get into the rhythm of that. So I'm out at Winton. And it's a beautiful day down here as well, which is great.
Yeah, we need the blue sky after the last week or two, that's for sure, especially as it's a busy time of year, as it is for you guys as well. And, just September, October onwards in general, it's supposed to be the new life season on farm for a lot of things, and guys have been flat out busy, and the weather hasn't really contributed. So it's all about looking out for each other at the moment, isn't it?
It certainly is, and as I say, you know, a lot of people reaching the end of the tether with the weather. It's been a shocker, like you say. So it's actually reaching out to you, talking to your neighbours, and keeping in touch. And I suppose, that's where, you know, we've got obviously the catchment groups are starting to people getting out from under all the work, and there's a bit of time for some of these catchment groups are starting to get up and running. A few events, so it's good to get along to catch up with your neighbours, really, for first cab off the rank, I suppose.
Absolutely, especially at the moment because we're still in a level 2 lockdown. You can see your neighbours and the likes, like when you come to Gorf or such or any of the major centres, you're having to wear a mask, and that is the new normal at the moment. But when you're on the farm, it can be a lonely existence at this time of year, so you need to make the opportunity to catch up with other people when you can.
Definitely. And as I say, we can, we can meet up to 50 people at the moment. That might go up, but at the moment, you know, and that's usually, you know, that's your catchment group. It's your neighbours. It is the opportunity to actually get together and recap and look forward. Yeah.
Hey, Richard, the catchment group's been doing great work, and like you say, they're about to kick into life again. Give us a bit of an update on what's been happening there.
Over the last year of Thriving Southland, we've been working with the groups. They've been putting their plans together and projects. So, as you know, the catchment groups are about sort of that farmer-led response to change, understanding what the issues are, and, you know, you chuck a farmer a problem and, you know, they innovate through that. And so they've got some pretty cool projects together. One that's been going over the winter that I've been really impressed with is, you know, they've pulled together a wintering cropping trial. So looking at different methods of cultivation and different outcomes. So they've been measuring utilization. Fascinating, the number of people that want to come along and dig crop out of the mud to see what utilization's been. So direct drilling, conventional cultivation, strip till, all those sort of. They're finding some really interesting results, which you wouldn't think. You know, it's, there's not one size fits all around this. That's quite interesting work. And that's a project that was driven, by a catchment group. We've got, groups looking at wetlands, getting the right wetland in the right place. We've got groups looking at, sediment traps. A lot of groups really are getting to grips around their own water quality and their own streams, MCI testing. So there's a lot happening, and it's all building a really good picture for these groups about where they farm their farms and what's important.
These catchment groups are a fantastic initiative, aren't they? And people who sit there and say that agricultural farmers in particular aren't concerned about the environment just need to come and have a look at some of the fantastic work that's going on to change minds.
Oh, they certainly do. And it's not just once over lightly. These guys are doing some really, really good work. Some of the groups are looking at sort of the landscape, you know, what's under the hood of the farm, around their soil types, and, you know, really in-depth understanding of that, and then linking that through to, well, how can they mitigate? It's just driven by the rural community that they own their own, it's their businesses, and it's their livelihoods and it's their communities. So that's the beauty of the catchment groups.
You just touched on communities then very briefly, Richard. Now, that's one thing that people have been asking at Thriving Southland to include is recent work about the summary of Southland's history. Now, as we all know, anywhere and everywhere has a heck of a history behind it in one form or another. So give us a bit of an idea about what's been going on there as far as recollecting Southern history.
Yeah, so when we, we got around our catchment groups and survey them quite regularly because we're about delivering what they're interested in, what they need to know. And over and over again from these groups came, well, we actually want to know, you know, what's the sort of history of Southland and where did, you know, where have we come from to where we are now? So we've put together went out and found all the information that we could find that's out there. Well, and there is a lot more, so we haven't got it all. And we've basically put that into a format where you can actually look at from early settlement right through to where we are today, where Southland has come from, and it's really quite fascinating. So that's on our website. It's the cultural history of Southland, environmental, yeah.
As far as your website, there's a lot of ways for people to get in touch with Thriving Southland, isn't there, Richard, regarding the great work you guys are doing at the moment. What's the best way to go about it?
The way I do it is, and I still do this, Google Thriving Southland, and that'll pull up our website, and hop onto the website. And you can also register for our weekly newsletter, and that has all the information, the links to the latest stuff we've been doing. And as I say, one of the things we are promoting at the moment, we've just put a video out, is actually the value of your catchment group around community, around actually understanding your own area and your own issues and your own and the opportunities within those areas as well.
Hey, Richard, thanks for your time this afternoon on the Muster, and you guys are doing great work there as well. Like, on your Facebook page especially, really interesting to see the things that are going on there too.
Can I just add before we go, ACE have got on the 14th of October, 2 to 5, and at a Tautau, and on the 23rd of September, Know Before You Sail. So that's actually getting around and discussing about next season and where you put your crops and understanding what the regulation is or isn't around it. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Richard Kite, Project Lead for Thriving Southland, thanks for your time this afternoon on the Muster.
Okay, cheers. Thanks very much, Andy. Good to talk. Yeah.
Richard Kite there from Thriving Southland. Coming up next.